With your latest edition of the Newcastle United Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers, beginning with the news that Steve Bruce has seemingly played down the possibility of adding to his squad during the January transfer window, insisting he's delighted with the players at his disposal right now, and saying he can see improvement behind the scenes at Newcastle. Well, Bruce believes that Newcastle are equipped to stave off any threat of the drop with the players he currently has on board. Bruce has already admitted that he won't be able to spend big during the January transfer window and will instead likely save his cash for the summer, although hasn't ruled out a couple of loan additions. When asked what his aims were for the new year, he said that it will be to try to improve the club as best as he can and feels that he has a terrific squad at his disposal right now, with the aim of finishing in the top 10, perhaps as high as Bruce can foresee Newcastle at this moment in time. Meanwhile, and Bruce has admitted he is considering giving Andy Carroll his chance to partner Callum Wilson in the weeks ahead. Carroll netted his first goal of the season against Leicester in Sunday's 2-1 defeat, and whilst the moment meant nothing in the words of Carroll himself, the former West Ham star is eager to show he can play alongside top scorer Wilson. Well, Carroll has recently been linked with a move away from Newcastle, with West Brom said to be interested. Newcastle aren't going to let him leave, and now Bruce has admitted that he is open to the possibility of pairing up Wilson and Carroll. Finally today, and it's reported that four teams are interested in signing Dwight Gayle from Newcastle. Fulham are said to be amongst those teams, whilst the rest are from the Middle East. Gayle has found his opportunities at Newcastle limited this season and has just 6 months left on his current contract. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.